Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're going to be joined by Jessica Formicola now to tell us about her book called Beef It Up, 50 mouthwatering recipes for ground beef, steaks, stews, roasts, ribs, and more. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I like the sound of this. Lots of protein in this book.
Tons of protein. We like beef. It's one single ingredient. It's a whole food. And there are a million ways to make it really, really well.
Do you have to go for a certain cut, though? Do you have to know what you're doing in order to buy the beef in the first place?
I think that that's one of the biggest challenges with consumers is figuring out what cut of beef to buy, because unlike chicken, where everything can be cooked very similarly and there's only really three cuts of chicken, beef has over 150 different cuts and it can be really confusing. One of the things that we included in this book was an entire chart on how to demystify the cuts of beef. And for some folks, they'll buy the book just for this. It breaks down the different cuts, different names they have in different geographic locations. And I'm sure in Spain, there's probably some different names for these cuts than we have here in the States. And then the best ways to cook them, because not all cuts of beef are prepared well the same way. Yeah. Many home cooks accidentally choose beef by the size or the shape instead of the actual cut. And that can ruin a recipe, unfortunately, if it's not cooked the correct way.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I like this book because it's not just about steaks and your straightforward beef. You've got things like cheeseburger soup. That sounds gorgeous.
It's basically a deconstructed cheeseburger in a bowl. It's very family friendly. Kids love it. It's great. You can actually put it in a slow cooker if you want to and serve it at parties. That's where I had it my first time. Wow. It was a lot of fun.
I'll bet it was. There are some salads in there, though, as well.
Yeah, I think that beef gets a bad rap. People automatically go to hamburgers and steaks and they automatically go to the grill. And when we think about it, you can cook anything on the grill. I don't know why no other protein has that same connection. These are all recipes that could be made in your kitchen. So stovetop oven, a lot of braising, teach you how to make a steak on your stovetop in a cast iron skillet, and breaking it down to appetizers. Again, beef isn't thought of for appetizers a lot, but it makes a great appetizer, and salads. It's a lot of comfort food, but with a modern twist. So we're taking a lot of veggies, a lot of color, and a lot of flavor and bringing it back to beef.
Yeah. You've got to have the accompaniments as well, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And you mentioned the kitchen and the grill. Do you need any special equipment to be able to follow this book?
No, you don't, actually. I mean, I personally love having a really good cast iron skillet, but that is, in no certain terms, not the most expensive thing to purchase. You can certainly use a different type of skillet if you wanted to. There are a couple of recipes where we use a large pot or a Dutch oven. I like having like a large enamel cast iron Dutch oven because it can go easily from stovetop to the oven and I don't have to worry about anything breaking or burning. But that's really it. There are a few recipes that have notes where you can use a pressure cooker or an air fryer or a slow cooker, but it's not necessary.
And what about additions? I mean, I love steak. I love going out for steak, but I like it in a black pepper sauce. Have you got any sauces in the book as well?
We have several sauces and a lot of compound butters. I am obsessed with compound butter and salt. I think that it brings life to any meal, but we certainly have some balsamic reductions. There's an excellent mushroom sauce if you like that kind of black peppercorn sauce on your steak, and a couple of other fun ones to bring life to it. And when I have dinner parties, I make several of these compound butters and sauces and let my guests kind of choose their own adventure with a steak.
Yeah, I was reading as well about the 4S pillars. Is one of those salt?
It is. It's salt. Yeah. Salt, seasonings, swaps, and sauces. So I like to get saucy.
There we are. And what are swaps?
Swaps are substitutions. I am one of those people where I don't know if I've ever made an entire recipe from the actual recipe. I almost always put my own spin on it. And I think that people become better home cooks in general if they start to learn about the ingredients and kind of experiment with making some swaps. So I really try to teach people about how to do that so that moving forward, whether they're using one of my recipes or a recipe from someplace else, they have the knowledge and the confidence in the kitchen to be able to make those swaps on their own and create a custom meal that's just out of this world.
Yeah, great idea. Now, I always ask my Culinary Corner guests, are there any desserts in there? Would you have a beef dessert?
I do not have a beef dessert, but if you're asking me, a slice of red velvet cake or chocolate cake is definitely needed after a beefy dinner.
Crikey, I'd be so full. Beef appetizer, beef meal, and a dessert as well, but it sounds lovely.
It is, it is. Everything in moderation, right?
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
And this all started, I believe, from a blog called Savory Experiments. Is that still going?
Yes, yes, it's alive and well. In fact, we have a couple of others that have spurred off of that. We have bestdessertrecipes.com and savoryexperiments.com. They have over 1,800 recipes on the sites together of all sorts of comfort foods and desserts that you can certainly pair with them. And I am live on there and on social media, so you can certainly message and me personally will respond.
Wow, that's great. I mean, imagine that sort of job, putting all those recipes together.
It's a little insane. I actually used to be a psychotherapist, and now I do this. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but it's an interesting switch.
It is an interesting swap. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And on both the websites and the book, there's some great, what we call juicy photos in there.
Mm-hmm. We're all about the photos, right? We see stuff with our eyes before we can taste it or smell it. So I want everybody to feel like our food is relatable and approachable. None of it is overly styled. It's all stuff that you can prepare in your kitchen and have it turn out just as beautiful.
For sure. Now, you've very kindly offered to tell us how to make peanut beef pad thai, Jessica. So over to you.
Yes, yes. This is one of my favorite recipes. If you enjoy pad thai, this pad thai sauce is crazy good. And you can make it using beef. You can make it using shrimp. It is a combination of chicken broth, rice wine vinegar, lime juice, brown sugar, fish sauce, which I know some people automatically kind of turn their noses up to. But if you like pad thai, then you already like fish sauce. You just don't know it. Creamy peanut butter and low sodium soy sauce. And after you whisk that sauce together, you can stir fry up sirloin steak or any other kind of quick cooking steak, like a New York strip. It's really forgivable. You can do a lot of swaps right there with that cut of steak. And we have some other suggestions in the book. And we use stir fry noodles, rice noodles. So this recipe is actually also gluten-free friendly naturally. I also love it because we use all sorts of vegetables. So in the actual recipe, we use snap peas, carrots, and red bell pepper. But you can use any odds and ends that you have left over in your vegetable crisper from salad the night before. Add them in and just get as much color as you can. So we brown the steak, we take the steak out of the skillet, and then add back in all of these great vegetables. And they just stir fry for about a minute or two because we want them to have a little bit of snap on them still. We don't want them to get so mushy and soft that we can't taste them and have some texture and a little bit of toothiness. And then I stir fry the egg right on in there with them and add the sauce. And the sauce kind of usually has a couple little bits of peanut butter left over in it, but it'll start to melt and become one with the rest of the dish. You add in those rice noodles, which are also super quick cooking. And if you don't use rice noodles, you could also just use like a regular spaghetti or other kind of pasta. And top it with cilantro, peanuts, fresh lime, or bean sprouts, anything your heart desires. It's a really easy dish.
Yeah, it is an easy dish. And you are right. I mean, you've got to use fish sauce in a pad thai. And you don't taste that it's fish sauce, but it's definitely there.
No, it's definitely there. It's a very unique flavor, and it helps balance out all of the other sweet and acidic flavors in the sauce. And it's funny because so many people kind of turn their noses up. It's like finding out that there's anchovies in Caesar salad, and they're like, ew. But if you've had pad thai and you liked it, you like fish sauce.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, that recipe's obviously in this book, is it?
It is. It's one of our favorites.
Great stuff. Well, we're selling the book on our website. The book is called Beef It Up, 50 Mouthwatering Recipes for Ground Beef, Steaks, Stews, Roasts, Ribs and More. And the author is Jessica Formicola, who we're chatting to now. Just remind us, you said you've got a couple of websites. Just remind us the addresses again, Jessica.
Is savoryexperiments.com and bestdessertrecipes.com.
Wonderful. I shall be taking a look at the best desserts one right now.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.